flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? Time to get up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, live and local on The Fan, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And this is Conference Championship Week. Here we go. Washington will be in Philly to take on the Eagles. Chris Russell from the Team 980 will join us today at 10:30. Michael Phillips at 11 a.m. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. How freaking cool is this magical run, right? How crazy is this? It's January 25th, and we're talking about a meaningful football game tomorrow for the home team. The Washington Commanders, from 4 wins and 13 losses to 13 wins and 2 playoff wins. One more win away from the Super Bowl. There's so many people to thank for this run, starting with Josh Harris and his hiring of Adam Peters, to Dan Quinn and the staff he put together, to every man on this roster. But Washington, the fans know, we would not be in this place without rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels. And I wanted to start the show today by saying, I think you're crazy if you're still calling him a rookie. And that's what's kind of pissed me off this week with all the analysis I've seen and talk around the NFL, like NFL Network, about this game. Is a rookie quarterback once again on the road in a tough environment against a very good defense in the Philadelphia Eagles. How are you still calling Jaden Daniels a rookie? It's January 2025, right? After all the games he played in college, and that's why he's having so much success as a rookie this season. 17 regular season games in which he won 13 of them, and 2 postseason road games, scoring 45 to beat the Detroit Lions, right? This guy's playing like a 4-year vet, like a 5-year vet. It's unreal. He's not a rookie anymore at this point. And so, you know, this week on my show in Richmond, which you could check out on the free Odyssey app Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m., I said there are so many factors that lead to Jaden Daniels having an edge on the competition. It has to do with the amount of time he's played in college, the fact that he's such a gamer. This guy's got amazing work ethic, right? I mean, that's absolutely a factor. I think the coaching staff, I really do believe that him and Cliff Kingsbury are a match made in heaven. Like, so perfect. Cliff has been so successful with young quarterbacks in the past, and he's so hungry to make the most of this second chance opportunity. And in comes a young quarterback in Jaden who might be hungrier and is not into, you know, the limelight. He's not into doing commercials and television and making money. He's just interested in getting better every single day. And that's a factor. And then you got to consider the fact that he's got some weapons on the outside, some dogs like Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz, who has been, you know, just an awesome player for Jaden this season. He's found the fountain of youth this year. He always talks about this year how He's found a newfound love for football once again, thanks to playing with Jaden Daniels. But this week I said it's impossible to ignore the fact that part of Jaden's edge is his use of the VR headset. I think it's impossible to ignore it anymore. This is the best rookie season we've ever seen in the NFL. And he's using this VR headset to his advantage. And I laughed at it. I laughed at it when it first happened. He came on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast, right? All facts, no breaks. And Keyshawn laughed at him. And I laughed at him. And, like, we were like, really, kid? This is the NFL. This is not college. You can't put a computer on your head and think you're going to just simulate everything. Like, it's the game of Madden. And yet that's exactly what he did, right? And he's been able to upload defenses and get play calls from Cliff Kingsbury. But really, the VR headset has given him unlimited reps. And that's an edge over the competition. And if you're Caleb Williams this offseason, you're crazy to not try it, right? If you're Drake May, you're crazy to not try it. If you're Shedeur Sanders or one of these incoming rookies, you're crazy to not try it. Because you've seen how good it's made Jaden. He is executing in the most difficult spots in very tough decisions in games in the biggest moments. And it's unreal. It's unfreaking real. Over and over and over again. Right? He has just been nearly perfect throughout this entire season in tough decisions. Where to throw the ball. Whether he should hand it off or run it himself. You know, reading the blitzes. It's impossible to ignore, I think, now that part of the reason that he has this edge on his competition is the VR headset. Now, I'm not going to ever think that that's the number one factor. Like, I really think it has to do with his work ethic, the coaching staff that we have around him, because I think we're not giving Cliff Kingsbury enough credit. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury went into that game last week, and I feel like he said, yeah, Ben Johnson, you can call him Boy Wonder, but that's what you were calling me 5 years ago, and I'm about to show you why. He had a way better game plan, and his ball club executed it much better than the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson was reaching into his bag of tricks while Cliff Kingsbury was just spreading the formation and saying, you can't blitz now, because now Jaden's going to count the guys. He's going to be able to identify where the blitzes are coming from. Cliff Kingsbury, for much of this season, has been a step ahead of the competition. He has been a step ahead of the competition. It's so cool to see him cook out there. And then you look at the defensive side of the ball for Washington, and they've continued to improve. And I had, you know, somebody ask me yesterday, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. They said, why do you think that Washington's defense is starting to play better? And they just got the 5 turnover performance against the Detroit Lions. And number one, I would point to is team chemistry. We made such a big deal about how nobody had more roster turnaround than the Washington Commanders, and yet week one, we ignored it, and they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and everybody's kind of poo-pooed this defense for a lot of this season. Bend but don't break. They give up too many explosive plays. They're not creating the turnovers. But I just kept saying throughout the entire season, I'm seeing improvements. I'm seeing them play more of the style that Joe Witt wants of violent, right? They're going to arrive violent and hit hard and not let you get yards after catch. And we're starting to see that, and I think the defense has improved because of chemistry, and the number two people I'd point to would be Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, who I think both are terrific. Really, Bobby Wagner's a Hall of Famer. Frankie Louvu's been my favorite player the entire season. He just covers the entire field. It's so cool to watch. But him and Bobby Wagner are creating more chemistry every single week and in the locker room, and they're watching film together, and they're getting to know each other better and what each other's really best plays to make on the field are, who's better at covering the sidelines, who's better at covering the middle, and they're improving throughout the season. The safety pairing of Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn has gotten better and better and better, and Quan Martin just had the game of his life, and there was nobody stopping him from getting to the end zone after he intercepted that pass, right? He broke like 3 tackles. That was winning football right there. He gets tackles at like the 30, 40-yard line. You don't know if Washington gets in the end zone or settles for a field goal. He made a game-changing play and turned it into a game-winning play by returning it to the house, and Frankie Louvu in the process got a massive hit on Jared Goff. So the defense is playing better right now. Jaden Daniels is not a rookie, And so that's why I'm so excited about this game. And so the first topic I wanted to ask you guys today is, how nervous are you ahead of the biggest game in 30 years? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. How nervous are you? Because I told you last week I was a 10 out of 10 on the excitement scale, but not very nervous. I know a lot of people got upset with the term playing with house money. Playing with house money, they got upset with that. But isn't that what Washington's been doing after already defeating the Bucks on the road? How can you be nervous? Nobody expected us to be in the postseason. Nobody expected us to win a game. We're absolutely playing with house money. The Eagles are the team that's going to get nervous before this game. The Eagles are the team that their crowd might get pissed if they're trailing at halftime. They might start booing them, right? Washington is playing with house money, and I don't think that's a bad thing to say, because they've earned this. They've earned this. They've worked so hard to get to this moment here, and they believe in each other, and there's belief in this locker room here that they will go to Philly and they will win this game. How nervous are you? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So last week, my nerves were like a 1 out of 10. House money, just defeated the Bucks on the road. Knew the Lions were the best team in the NFC, right? That's what I kept saying. 15-win team. 15-win team. For this game, my nerves are a little higher. But I'm not nervous because of the competition playing against the Eagles. I think I'm a little nervous because the fact that I just feel like we're going to win this game. I really do. I'm so confident in my team. And so I believe that the Lions are a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles. I feel like that Washington is playing better than any team in the NFC, maybe better than any team in football. Jaden Daniels is playing better than any quarterback in the NFC. The only thing that gives me nerves is the fact that this is such a week-by-week league. And this is a difficult environment in Philly, but it's such a week-by-week league. Even though we just scored 45 points, you can't think we're going to go into Philly and score 35-plus. You can't think like that. And I actually think the game plan by Washington would be more similar to the Falcons and the Bucks game of holding time of possession more than quick hitter touchdowns. Because the best defense against Saquon Barkley is just keeping him off the field for as long as possible. So I'd go back to the Bucks game, the Falcons game, that game plan, rather than what they did against Detroit. But if you're a Commanders fan, how can you not be through the roof right now with what you saw last week? That was probably the best playoff win of my entire life, and it's just been the season of best. The season of best. I thought we had a topic, the best road win I've ever seen against the Cincinnati Bengals, right, where they just went touchdown, 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 no punts, threw it to Terry at the end, scored 38 points. Then they turned around and had maybe an even better road win at the Arizona Cardinals, blowing them out on the road. They come home and had one of the best home wins I've ever seen against the Browns, in which we played Mariota for the entire fourth quarter. If you're a Commanders fan, tell me when the last time you saw your team take their quarterback out at the start of the fourth quarter because they were blowing out the opposition. It has been a season of best. Best home win. Best deep ball. The Hail Mary. I'd never seen that before. Best comeback win over the Eagles. They did it again against the Falcons, right? Best playoff game of my life last week against the Detroit Lions. It's been the season of best, and I think you're crazy to also think that they can't beat that. They can't do better because that's what they've done throughout this entire season. You think you've seen the best, and there's more to come. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. We're streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We want to hear from you on the show today, Commanders fans. It's Conference Championship Weekend, 1-800-636-1067. But let me just catch you up with where I'm at this week as a Commanders fan. So last time we spoke was last Saturday morning, where I'm proud to say I did predict a Commanders victory. But I'll tell you right now, when I said that, I was just saying we would win games on air. Now I actually believe this team will win, right? So after the win over the Detroit Lions, I went from a fan that believed that this team was good and they would battle to I believe this is a team of destiny. I've been saying this on air. We're going to win games. Now I actually believe it. And I would be shocked if the Eagles beat us on Sunday, because I know Washington's going to come out to fight. I know Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and Joe Witt Jr. are going to have these boys well prepared. I'm like a 2 out of 10 on the nervous scale. How about you, Commanders fans? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to line one. We've got Brian and his son Lee in Culpeper. What's up, guys?
Four quarters away from it, and we can stop Barkley. Oh, my cake!
I think it's going to be a cakewalk. I think it's going to be 38-10. I think we knock the quarterback out of the game again. I think we get a defensive touchdown, and we keep St. Juice in the locker room.
Why are you so excited? Why are you not excited? Why are you not nervous? Why are you so confident?
Last week we said we were going to win by 20. So yeah. And I think of the NCAA tournament, like 16 versus 1. It's going to happen at some point. And it happened. And I think a rookie quarterback's going to go to the Super Bowl. And it's going to happen at some point. So why not us?
How cool has this season been for you and your son?
It's been awesome. Our family was at the Hail Mary catch game. Huh. And my grandma and grandpa were at the game.
They're season ticket holders.
I love to hear that. I'm sure your son knows. This is the biggest game in 30 years tomorrow. This is the biggest game of my lifetime. Hail to the Commanders, boys.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, guys. I love it. Let's go to Jeff in Gaithersburg. Jeff, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's up? What's up, man? Big fan. Hey, my tribesmen. I got a couple concerns. Number one, Hockley, the reffing crew. This crew calls a lot of holding.
Yeah.
And that kind of holds. That makes it difficult for us, especially Jalen Carter, because he's a freaking beast.
Don't you think that's going to affect Saquon Barkley and the Eagles more than us, though? Because I think we could air it out.
I don't know. I mean, they have an amazing defensive line, and it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But the one thing that stresses me out the most, all right, and no one really brings this up so much, maybe I'm insecure because I've been a fan since 1974, something like that, is the announcers. I'm not sure who's announcing the game, but it gives me so much anxiety when I have a Chris, whatever, is in Collinsworth or whoever is repping. They're always against Washington,
yeah.
And it's stressful. Even when we're beating Detroit, they're saying, and beating Tampa, they were saying, oh, look how good this other team, especially with Detroit, and how look how good they are. And look at they don't give us any credit. And it's like, you want to put your hand to the TV and rip out their throat. So I just wanted to lay that out there.
I can't disagree with you, but I think it's hilarious here. Conference championship game, biggest game in 30 years, and you're bringing up the ref and the TV announcer. Come on,
yeah,
Jeff,
man.
The boys got this.
I'm nervous for the game. But every little thing counts. That's just the reality. Every little thing counts.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Thanks for calling in. I love the
All
passion.
Right. Thanks, brother.
Yep, let's go to line three. Uptown Mo, you're on the fan with AWOD. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, AWOD, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, my level of nervousness is zero.
Okay.
I have no level of nervousness. Now, speaking of, like, quirky things, my man just got on the phone with the quirky things. We went to the Super Bowl in 91. Who did we play?
91? Who did we play? Before I was born, you got to tell me.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, so right.
So I'm thinking everything has been – every stat that we've said, it says since 91, 12 games since 91. So why don't we just go back and play the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl and make it 91 all over again? You see what I'm saying? I'm not worried about the Eagles. If we could stop Saquon and the slant, A.J. Brown and his stupid slant that he runs on 3rd and 4 to get 5 yards. If Lattimore can really make a difference, then I think we're going to blow him out like the first call to see.
I love that. Mo, let me throw something at you because you mentioned the Super Bowl. My take this week honestly has been this game is bigger than the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, it's 2 weeks of media hoopla. Every player on the entire roster gets interviewed. You go to New Orleans for a neutral site game with a bunch of rich people that paid to be there. This game's in Philly with a conference title on the line. For the next 30 years, when these two teams play each other, at least twice a year, they're going to talk about this game. They're going to play highlights of the game. This game is more important than the Super Bowl in my mind.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct about that because this lets everyone know that the NFC East is back in supremacy. They thought it was the North. No, it's the East. It's always we've always been bullies. And, yes, we're going to – listen, these goofy fans done put – Commander's gear on the Rocky statue because they think every time it happens that the Eagles win. Go check out what Philly is doing. They're doing a lot of bravado. They are really shook, bro. Like, just read Philly media. They are shook. They know what time it is. So I'm not nervous at all, bro.
I'll tell you, I don't think they wanted to face Washington, right? I mean, if they're being honest with you, they probably wanted to go to Detroit, as crazy as that is to say. But Washington already brought it to them with that big win with Jaden's 5 touchdown passes.
And that's what they know. And Vic Fangio was sitting there like, dang, like, I blitzed them. I played zone. See, the first time they played us, we came off of a tough Pittsburgh Steelers game. They played the Cowboys, a cakewalk. And then we had to play them on Thursday night where Jaden had a banged up wrist.
Yeah.
The last time we played them, he was healthy. And they was like, oh, this is who we had. Oh, okay. Like, oh, he's throwing touchdowns. Yeah, that hurry up got him discombobulated. I am not worried, bro. I'm telling you, I'm not worried.
I also think you have to talk about the last time Washington went to Philadelphia. They were winning in that game, right? Like 7-3, and then I think it was 10-3 at one point. Like, they had a lead. They just didn't close, and Saquon did. But at this point in the season, now we have the closer in Jaden Daniels.
Yes, and you got to think about it. You like you said in the beginning of your show, he's not a rookie no more. This is about 20 games he done played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a rookie anymore. So when he go in there, just like he handled the loudness of Detroit, whatever environment, I was more worried about the Buccaneers game than I am this game.
I love it, man. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I got to be honest with you guys. I am very confident my team's going to win this game. Like, it's just crazy how this season has played out, right? I went from, like, just saying we were good and believing in this team to now I really think this is a team of destiny. I don't think there's anybody playing better football right now. And so, you know, you've seen me go from, you know, timid radio host to cocky son of a bee right now who thinks his team's going to New Orleans to play for the Super Bowl. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go. With the free Odyssey app, we're talking about the Commanders going to Philly for the NFC Championship game, the biggest game in 30 years. How nervous are you? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Drew in DC, line 5. Drew, you're on the fan with A-Wad.
What's up, A-Wad? Look, hey, man, I don't feel no type of nervousness at all. And like I said, you know, when we played the first game, that game was tight. And like I said, and the second game, we had 5 turnovers. But what a lot of people don't understand, even though we came back and won that game, 4 of those 5 turnovers, we was in the Eagles' side of the field. Mm. And we had – and you had – Brian Robinson had 2 uncharacteristics that he would – fumbles that he would never normally do.
Right.
So that offense was still out of sync. And then on top of that, we was moving the ball on their number one defense. And I keep telling people, Jalen Hurts is not on defense. You know, they keep talking, if Jalen Hurts was in the game, blah, 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 this. But we moved the ball. And also, I want to make another point. When you look at the first game compared to the second game, we made adjustments on our offense on both sides of the ball in both games. In Philly's game, they run the same formula. They run the same full. In the second game, we was dead in their ass. So I want them to come full strength, and I want to bust their ass at full strength so you don't have to put no – they don't have to put no more things out there. Jalen Hurts, if he was this, he was that. Look, I got Commanders winning 31-20 and going off the field, clipping birds and eating some Eagles. Let's go, Commanders.
Let's go, man. Hail to the Commanders. I appreciate the energy. Good call, man. I do think there is something to the fact that the first time these two teams faced off against each other, it was on a short week. After a heartbreaking loss to the Steelers by 1, right? We talked about this, how previous seasons, you know, you have a tough defeat and it snowball effects into 2 or 3 or 4. And last year, like 7 losses in a row. And so it is crucial that they turned it around after the loss to the Cowboys. But I felt like that loss to the Steelers led to the loss to the Eagles. They lost confidence, and then they tried to do too much offensively. Cliff even talked about it. He tried to install too much in a short window. That was a 4-day turnaround. Thursday Night Football is always wacky. When Philadelphia came to Washington, though, we got our revenge. More than 350 yards of offense. We were moving the football, scored 36 points, including 22 in the fourth quarter. How nervous are you? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Larry in D.C. Larry, you're on the fan.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
All right. Something that a lot of fans are missing here is that when Jalen Hurts got injured, they didn't notice that Barkley got injured in that game against the Rams as well.
Really?
He had to be removed from the game for about 2 or 3 plays so they can wrap his wrist. And that happened in the first quarter. So if I'm any commander defender, anytime Barkley has the ball, I'm swiping at the ball as well as trying to hit that wrist as much as possible. If you hit it in the right spot, he might go ahead and cough it up. Because he had a history in his younger days in the NFL of coughing the ball up.
I hope you're onto something, man. I really do. But while you bring that up, I think we should mention – Kenneth Gainwell has played good against Washington, so we have got to make sure that we limit him as well, right? I mean, that guy can't go off for 10 yards a carry. He only had 1 carry last week, but it was 10 yards.
Yeah, but he's not going to be that home run hitter that Barkley is. Barkley can end a series in 1 play.
Yeah.
Where if Gainwell is out there on the field, you tackle him like we did against Tampa Bay, the very following play. You can fumble the ball. The defense gets on it. You stop the drive.
I'm with you, Larry. And look, one of the keys to victory today is absolutely going to be win the turnover battle.
Turnover battle. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good call, Larry. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Ron, Upper Marlboro. Ron, you're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, what's up, man?
What up, Ron? It's championship weekend, baby. You know I'm fired up.
Man, look here. Man, I'm so excited. Look here. This is my first time calling your show, man, but I'm not nervous about this game because, like you said, man, we're playing with house money. And when you play with house money, really, you ain't got nothing to lose. So you can play loose. But my key to the game, man, is we have to neutralize Saquon. And for what we saw with Jalen, he ain't 100. And I tell you what, that knee ain't right. And I tell you what, I know we can't do it. You can't tell your players to play dirty. But, man, I'm sending somebody after him, and I'm hitting that knee. I'm testing him. I don't care. You get me a 15-yard penalty, you get that Bam out the game because he's hurt. And we go up there, man, we neutralize Saquon. Don't turn the ball over. Get one or two turnovers. Man, I've been waiting a long time. I'm 60. I seen the 83. I seen the 87. I seen the 91. I remember 87. I was hanging on the lamppost on 7th Constitution watching the parade. It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. I'm still pinching myself to say, man, this really happening this year? Mm. I'm like, I was, you know, talking to my buddy saying, man, we ever make the Super Bowl again? I'm going. Man, I'm thinking 4 or 5 years down the road. We get this W tomorrow. I'm going to New Orleans. That's all I got to say. I'm
How
headed to
that?
New Orleans.
I love it, Ron.
Ain't nothing to be worried about. We can beat them.
Ron, let me tell you something, all right? So I would never root for somebody to get injured. But I'll tell you right now, if Philadelphia decides to play Jalen Hurts, he will not make it out of the link alive. We've got some killers. His knee is not right. Man. This could be their RG3 moment where we destroy his knee and he doesn't come back the same ever again. They should not play him. They should not try to run him out of the pocket ever because Joe Witt Jr.'s got killers and they're going to come for him.
Take him out. This is for the Super Bowl, man. This ain't for the wild. This is for the Super Bowl. Take him out, man. That's all I got to say, man. This is the biggest game since 1991 in this city. This city has changed. I'm in the DMV. I'm from D.C., Southeast. Man, this has changed the city. You see the people. I'm walking into places, people talking to you that never talk to you. You got gear on. I'm going to a rally party today at a tinderbox. Man, I'm enjoying this ride. Man, we got favor on this team. There's something special about this team. And you can't see it, but there's something special about this team. That's all I got to say, AY. I'm excited.
Good call, Ron. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joe. Joe in Springfield. Joe in Springfield, Virginia. You're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
All right, so I am a little nervous about this, but I am feeling more confident than I have been, like, for the last couple weeks. I mean, because we've been playing Tampa, you know, Detroit. I thought it was going to be a tough bit for that high-powered offense. Well, we put up 45 in Detroit. Now we have a chance to go to the link and come out on top. I feel confident, and I got two side notes for this game. First one is for us. There's one player that I believe will make a difference besides Jaden Daniels, and that's Austin Ekeler. Remember the first game of Thursday night, he was our offense, even though we only lost by one score. He was the offense all night. He didn't play the second game because he was so out with a concussion, but he's healthy now, and look what he's done in the last couple weeks, especially against Detroit. You know, every time yards to the catch, he's hard to bring down when he catches the ball, even when he runs the football too. Austin Ekeler is going to make a big difference tomorrow. For Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, listen, I'm convinced about something, AWOD. When we played them on that Thursday night, Frankie Louvu sacked Jalen Hurts. He didn't knock him out like he did here last month. But Jalen Hurts, when he got sacked by Louvu back on that Thursday night, he came up wobbly. I don't think he's been the same ever since that hit. And I'm not talking about the concussion, though. I'm talking about that Thursday night game because he came up wobbly. I understand he had that touchdown run last week, but the knee is bothering him, too. Something is not right with Jalen Hurts. I'm not denying Jalen Hurts' talent. He's a talented quarterback, but something has not been right with him these last 2 months. And I believe that if he is struggling, I mean, Barkley, it's going to be hard to bring down Barkley, but if Hurts, you saw what happened last time when we played. Once Hurts got knocked out of concussion, Barkley wasn't the same. So it's the bread and butter with Hurts and Barkley. If Hurts is not ready, that's a big difference. That could be a big factor for us. Go, Commanders. Let's go. Let's take this home.
Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. You brought up a great point there. There is one factor you cannot ignore, and that is Washington is healthier than Philadelphia. They are healthier than they were the last time they played Philadelphia. They're healthier than they were the first time they played Philadelphia because Jaden was banged up. And I think you're right about Austin Ekeler. He is the X factor for Washington in this game. They will need Brian Robinson Jr. to push the pile. They will need B-Rob to probably get into the end zone and convert a third and one, right, or maybe a fourth and one. They're going to need to have him fall forward because that's the best thing about B-Rob. He falls forward usually for 3 or 4 yards. But Eckler is the X factor in this game. I think the screen game is going to be huge as well to limit Jalen Carter and the pass rush of the Philadelphia Eagles. But when Eckler is healthy, you guys know I say it. He is a living, breathing, walking first down. He just averages 10 yards anytime you get him the ball. So you got to force feed him the rock. And I do think that there is going to be some plays where you'll get Eckler and B-Rob. And they started to even put Eckler out there as a wide receiver in the slot as well to kind of spread it out for Jaden. And he knows he can throw it to Eckler, who's been great in the passing game as well. That's a great X factor to point out, Austin Eckler, in this game. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7. The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I've got a pair of awesome guests, Chris Russell from the Team 980, 10:30. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic at 11. He'll be going to Philly for the game tomorrow, the biggest game of my lifetime. Let's go, Washington. What's it going to take to get the win? Well, really, what excites me about this game is the fact that it is Philly in the NFC Championship game, right? So, you know, like we had a caller say earlier, it's going to be decided by the NFC East to see who represents the NFC Conference in the Super Bowl. And I love to hear that, right? The beasts of the East are back, baby. We're back. The biggest game of my life, the biggest game of the last 30 years, Washington is playing in a championship game. First time I've ever been able to say that. First time I've seen this. And what's cool is I really believe this is just the beginning. I hosted an awesome pep rally yesterday. Shout out to all the Commanders fans that came. And I spoke to some really cool people who have watched this team for much longer than I have, right? And they talked to me about the successful seasons in the 80s and early 90s. And all they said was, AWOD, you would have loved it. I'm sure. My dad tells me about it all the time. We believed, here's what they said. They said, we believed we, Washington, were Super Bowl contenders every single year for a decade. Every single year for a decade. I can't even imagine that. I hope, I really do, I hope that we can start that this next decade, right? That we can start having that success starting right now. And I think we can. Because I just can't even imagine growing up thinking your team's a Super Bowl contender every single year. When I grew up hoping my team would win more than 8 games. I grew up hoping, praying my team would be more than 500. That I would have one more happy Sunday than I had miserable Sundays throughout the entirety of my childhood, right? I mean, I'm 32 years old now, and I've talked about this before. Of course I loved 2012. This feels different. That felt like a gimmick back then. It felt like it was, you know, just the quarterback, RG3. This kind of feels like the entire team's coming together to play for Jaden. I had so much fun back when Todd Collins made his run, and I'll never forget Mark Brunell and the Monday Night Miracle against, you know, the Cowboys. Like, those were regular season games that I remember. Right, we did this a couple weeks ago ahead of the Bucks, where I went back and I watched every playoff game of my lifetime. Didn't take that long. Wasn't that many of them, right? I mean, it was like 99, 2005, 2007, 2015, 2020, and then this year again. Doesn't happen very often. But I believe this is the beginning of something special. And it could be like the 80s, where this fan base believes they're Super Bowl contenders every year for the next decade. That's what I'm excited about. This is, and I'm not the first to say this. This is what a caller told me this week. This is the worst Commanders team Jaden will play for. And it's hard to disagree. We'll be better next year with draft picks, with more free agents. Everyone's going to want to play for Washington. He's going to get better. The coaching staff is going to get more comfortable. But for the end of this season, I love the motto, why not us? For this season, why not us? We've made it so far. You may not get back to this exact spot again. Look at Detroit. They lost their offense coordinator, their defense coordinator, their defensive line coach. It's hard for anybody in Detroit to probably have confidence in Jared Goff after the performance last week. They might never get to host an NFC divisional game again. So for this season, when we go to Philly tomorrow, why not us? We've made it so far. We're playing great. We're executing better than almost anybody. Go get it. Go get it. Seize the moment. Dan Quinn came into this season with the motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And you could tell that everybody was bought into that. And everybody mentions it. I kind of love it. It's been the theme of this season. Joe Witt Jr. was talking about it at the podium earlier this week, saying, anybody, anywhere, anytime. We believed in that throughout the entire season. And once again, on Sunday with Philadelphia, anybody, anywhere, anytime, including in Philadelphia against our rival. Postseason, Dan Quinn came up with brotherhood, belief, and be you. And I felt like I saw that on display against the Detroit Lions. The brotherhood was the turnovers. And not just interceptions, but Quan Martin returning it for a touchdown. The brotherhood was Frankie Louvu knocking Jared Goff's helmet off. The brotherhood was the blocking on that play. The brotherhood was the blocking on the Terry McLaurin touchdown. That was a quick screen pass. Why did he take it to the house? The brotherhood, right? And then the belief. The belief to me was, even after the first fourth down miss, they kept believing they were going to convert on fourth down throughout that entire game. There was belief that they were going to go win that game. Even when Detroit was scoring within like two plays in that second quarter, the highest scoring second quarter in the history of the NFL postseason. And then BU. And the BU has a lot of guys right there, like Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels. What did Terry say, right? Be who you say you are. And I felt that when I watched the game. I felt brotherhood, belief, and BU. For this game, I haven't heard what Dan Quinn say. Max, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if he came up with three C's. But I do know here at Odyssey has four C's in it. I'm not going to test you, Max, all right? See if you've done your modules and you can name the four C's, but I came up with three for this week. Community, courage, championship. Community, this is the biggest game for the city in 30 years, and it's not even close. Everybody has come together. You've heard the callers say. Anybody that's wearing the burgundy and gold, Redskins gear, football team gear, Commanders fans gear, you just feel like you got to go over to them and give them a high five and scream, hell yeah. For years, right? I talked about, I was on Fox 5 with Guy Lambert yesterday. I'm wearing my dad's jacket every day that he gave to me a few years ago that he only wore in the 90s. And he didn't like to wear it when we were losing. Right? It's got this awesome leather jacket. I haven't taken it off during this playoff run, it feels like. I'm wearing a hat that I haven't, you know, worn since I was like 10 years old. I'm wearing a Jaden Daniels hoodie that I bought this season going to the Titans game. It's just, this is so cool for the community. And then it's the courage, right? The courage to go into Philadelphia. Three road wins in a row. That's what we're asking for in the postseason. And make it four if you talk about going to Dallas and Marcus Mariota winning that game, right? They have to have the courage to go on the road and win this game. And the third C is championship. Because as big as the Super Bowl is, this is also for a trophy. This is also for a T-shirt, for a hat, and to be named champion of the NFC. And that would be so big for everybody in the entire DMV. So I came up with my three for this week. Community, courage, and championship. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980, and we are always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We'll have Chris Russell, the Rooster, at 10:30. We've got my guy Michael Phillips at 11 a.m. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I did want to sneak in one call here before we go to the break. Let's go to line four. We've got Tobias in D.C. Tobias, you're on the fan with AWOD.
This is 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah. You're on the fan, dude. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio, baby. Hey, look, I just pulled up down my car wash, man. I just wanted to say it's just a wonderful feeling, AWOD, man. You hear me? Like, man, I got my commander's gear on. I'm riding up Philly tomorrow. I don't even know where I'm going at. Yeah. But I done rented me a Wagoneer, and I'm on my way up, man. This is a wonderful feeling. Long time Washingtonian, man. It's the feeling that's out here, baby.
Yeah. When was the last time you felt this good about this team?
Man, hey, maybe like 91. I was born in 83. I was born into this. Not sworn into it, but I was born into it, man. It's beautiful.
What can you remember from 91, if anything?
Only thing I can remember from 91, honestly, is Doug Williams, man. That's all I remember. Like, I have Doug Williams sweatshirts, and I took pictures with the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Like, it's back in the day, man. It's just a wonderful feeling, man. I swear, I can't.
That's
hey,
awesome.
Hey, I'm a long time Redskin fan back in the 80s with Joe Theismann. So guess what? This feeling is awesome, baby. We great. Get this money out here.
Good call, man. And I do think it's so cool how you mentioned Doug Williams, and he's got this great relationship right now with Jaden Daniels. I'm Adam Epstein. Yes. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. We'll take more of your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.